Create extra space in your resonator by lengthening the jaw muscles.
Do you listen to a book on tape about this? What is this voice?
That's my book on tape voice. Mm. I'll use it for this episode.
Okay. No, don't.
And we're back.
We actually hit record this time.
Yep.
We just lost a whole podcast.
Yep. One of the lost episodes for the vault.
The inaccessible vault.
Theoretical vault.
I have a question for you. And
I love questions.
It comes from an episode of HBO's Girls.
I'm a Hannah.
You're the worst?
I'm the worst.
Okay, ready? Would you rather live in a crappy apartment with a great view or a great apartment with a terrible view?
Great apartment, terrible view. I just put a big screen over the window.
What if it's like an amazing view though? Like what if it's like, you know, in New York right beside Central Park or something, you know?
But there's roaches crawling all over your body.
No, it's not. Day. It's not a terrible apartment. It's just not great.
It's like one of those one room deals.
Yeah.
With like a sink.
Yeah.
And a bed.
It's a bachelor.
It has a toilet, but it's behind a curtain only. I think no door.
I think you're going too terrible with the apartment.
I'm picturing like Peter Parker's apartments.
Yeah. A little better than that.
Okay. I'd still pick the nice apartment.
You don't care about the view.
I don't really like nature that much.
Not even nature, though?
Or,
like city?
Or cityscape? Cityscape's okay sometimes, but you get sick of it. Like, we had great views at that old apartment, and like it's not like I stood out there looking at it that often.
I feel like I did.
Like, we probably did more than we thought.
I feel like it was awesome, but that apartment was also awesome.
Yeah.
So I guess I wouldn't trade, but I can see why someone would. Like it's just, you know, whether you value.
Yeah. Like some people say, it matters more what the house across the street from you looks like than it does what your house looks like. I kind of agree with that. Like you never see the outside of your house from inside of it. So it's nice to be able to look across at a nice house. But like, I think I'm more impacted by what's in my immediate surroundings. And like, I'm not always looking out the window. Most of the majority of the time I have to be focused on the inside of the apartment. So,
I mean, I feel like all you need is like a TV and a PlayStation.
That's true. I don't move around that much. It would be nice to have a good view to retreat to sometimes to remind myself there's a world out there.
Yeah. But I mean, you could also just go out there. I don't know. I see both sides of this, though. I could argue for either.
Maybe if the crappy apartment was like in a good location.
Okay, so let's switch view with location. Would you rather live
in a good location and had a really cool view, but it was a terrible 100 square feet with roaches and like
it's a great
grimy
location.
Little bathtub.
It's an amazing location, though.
It's basically...
Stop putting roaches in the apartments.
They're there, bro. I'm not putting them there. They come on their own.
It's a mediocre apartment with it, but it's in a great neighborhood and it has a good view.
Yeah, realistically, I'd probably be fine with that.
Versus fantastic apartment in a... Will you mute your phone? Like, you never mute it when we record.
I'm still new to this whole broadcasting world.
Broadcasting.
Is that not what this is?
Podcast.
Oh.
Now this is podcasting.
Is that an Anakin Skywalker reference?
That is a Star Wars reference. Actually, I saw there is a podcast called Now This Is Podcasting. That is a Star Wars podcast.
Well, they're unoriginal. And should give up the name.
Are they? Because I saw it and then I said it. So
yes, I stand by it.
I think that's sort of what I did with this house, is like crappy house in a good neighborhood. So, and like, that's what they tell you to do if you think you're going to fix a house up. And
yeah. Location, location, location.
Yeah.
Can't move a nice house. Can't move a fixer upper to a nicer neighborhood. I don't know.
I don't know what you're trying to say.
Fishing for the old saying.
You can't take the house out of Jersey.
But you can put the Jersey into a house. That's it. That's it.
I think that's it. Yep. Guess what I did?
What'd you do?
I got us a phone number.
All right. Here's a good question. Why?
I want people to call in with answers to the good questions that we have posed on the podcast. Oh. Or like next week's, and then we can play them.
Or maybe even write in their own questions.
Yeah.
For us to
Well,
write in.
Call, voice, call, in.
Voice in. Yeah. Talk in.
But okay, so it was pretty late when I was getting these numbers, and I started looking for ones with words in them.
Yeah.
So we could be like 1-888 whatever.
Yeah.
There's no good ones left. Here are the two numbers I got.
You got two.
You ready?
Okay.
1-844-202-iPod.
It's not bad.
And the one that I really like is 1-888-822-7556, which we can say is 1-888-BARK-56.
That's amazing.
I don't
want to just change the name of the pod to BARK-56.
I don't know if I've ever heard of a 888 before, and I think that's the best part.
Well, we're super good questions, so yeah. We deserve that extra 8.
1-888-BARK-56. Give us a call.
That's great. I actually love that number. Can I use that as my personal?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. I'm going to give that out as my business number.
Okay. Here's a question about guns.
Blue guns.
If you lived in a neighborhood where crime was commonplace and police were slow to respond, would you buy a gun?
Yes. And I've been working on how to take steps to buying a gun, but haven't gotten very far.
Really? You want a gun?
A guy got stabbed with a machete 2 blocks from our house.
What? When?
Like a couple months ago.
Wow.
He lived.
Well, then he didn't need a gun.
And I don't know what police response time's like. I don't know if there's like that much crime in our neighborhood. Guns are obviously cool, so.
You want a gun?
I just want a gun.
Would you keep it in a safe?
Hell no. I'd keep it under a pillow.
Safety off.
I'd have one of those like ejection holsters that like shoots it up into your hand.
Oh my God. This is the worst idea.
Under my coffee table or couch. Not sure.
Local man was shot today when he was installing his gun ejector button under his
local
desk.
Local man dies in self-inflicted gunshot wound during accidental holster installation.
If most of your neighbors owned guns legally, would you feel better or worse about the riskiness of your living situation?
I'd feel better.
Really? It's too easy. It's too easy to kill with a gun. Like, what if your neighbors are just having a domestic dispute? Someone gets a little angry, you know, then you've got guns going off all around you.
All around. They set off a chain reaction.
That's what happens with guns. Pretty sure. That's how it works.
It's like nuclear fission.
What?
That's a chemistry joke for all you nuke nerds out there. I think the average person is not a threat with a gun. So just my street is full of just old couples. My only danger I could see was them, like in Sopranos when Junior shoots Tony by accident because he's gone senile.
So are you not for like gun control laws then? Do you think Canada's are too strict?
I don't really know what they are, but no, they're probably fine. I just think regular people should be able to own modest guns.
Modest guns.
Not cannons or...
Nothing automatic.
Nothing that'll take down an airplane.
Oh, okay.
From the ground.
So what's modest to you then? Because those are extreme examples.
Well, like hunting guns, obviously. Yeah. Long guns, rifles. And then pistols for like home protection.
What about machine guns?
Shotguns are cool. I don't know. Machine guns start getting a little dicey.
Yeah. So you're not a gun freak.
Like, I want to own automatic weapons, don't get me wrong, for my own personal enjoyment. I think it may be a little risky to make them too available.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's too risky to have a gun in the house. What about those nights where you're like real sad? You have those nights, right?
Yeah. Like when Homer walks around his house, when the episode where Homer gets the gun and then Marge takes the kids away and he's just walking around the house blowing out the lights. That's what I picture, like two nights into owning a gun.
Yeah, I don't know. It's too scary to me. I do that one time we went to the gun range though, like it was super fun.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like
I want to do that more.
I think that should be more accessible. I think I should have a right to do that if I want to. But it's a little bit cumbersome the way they've outlawed gun recreation. And not outlawed, it just made it like difficult.
Yeah. But it should be hard, right? You don't want anybody to just buy a gun.
It should be kind of hard, but...
So then you think America has it right?
No, you've definitely gone too lax when you can, like, buy a gun with zero ID at Walmart.
I think they want, like, a driver's license at least. But you can buy, I think in America you can buy guns at gun shows. I think that's the loophole.
Yeah.
With very little.
Yep.
Yeah. So that you think that's crazy.
It's a little bit crazy, but... I also kind of feel like it, like I'm so pro human rights that I feel like you should be able to own anything.
Right.
But at a certain point, it just makes sense to take away certain rights a little bit to keep people more alive.
You'd be a terrible leader. Look, we're just taking your rights away a little bit. It's for your own good.
Yeah. It's the classic sliding scale of safety versus freedom.
Yeah.
And like part of me wants to just push it all the way over to the freedom side, but
yeah,
it doesn't work out that well.
I get that, but people are dumb. You can't just let people do
it. Always got to legislate for the dumb people.
Yeah.
And the crazies.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like drugs should all be decriminalized, but something like a gun that's like an active, like its only purpose is for killing. It's not like a drug.
Yeah.
Where like you should be free to put whatever you want in your body because it's your body. A gun is like, you know, it's to kill things.
Well, there's arguments to be made against that. There's lots of sport shooters that have never shot at a living target.
Yeah, I suppose. Then they should just be archers.
Do you think bow and arrows should be illegal?
No. Because it's too slow to reload.
Right.
For $100,000, would you put on 40 pounds and keep it on for 3 years?
For how much?
$100,000.
Nah, it's not enough.
What?
40 pounds is like quite a bit, and I'd be a lot more unhealthy, 40 pounds heavier, and then to keep it on for 3 years is the tough part.
It's only 3 years though. You could lose it after.
Yeah, I feel like you do a lot of damage in those 3 years though. Maybe not.
You're far more health conscious than I give you credit for.
Not really, just I trade my health for things. I just don't think that's enough money. $100,000 is like, it's barely enough to live on for that time.
You sound rich. So you said he would trade your health.
It's like 30 grand a year.
You said he would trade your health for, you can still do stuff with 40 pounds on.
Nah, I'd be bedbound.
You said he would trade your health for money. Would you trade years of your life for money?
I think I would. And I mean, we do already. That's what jobs are, bro.
No, you know what I mean, though. Like, would you take a year off the end of your life?
Yeah, it makes sense on paper. Like, why wouldn't I want to have a year of youth for, like, if I'm going to work it away anyways, why wouldn't I just buy up that year now and live it in a younger body as opposed to living that year at the end of my life?
So for a year's salary, you would take a year off your life?
For a year's worth of working hours, yes.
So you have to quit your job too. Like, you want to just get paid for years on your life and that's your job. Like, you don't.
Well, not necessarily. I'm just equating what that time would be worth as a, like, relating it to salary.
Right.
But yeah, I'd have to be making at least, I'd have to trade that year of my life for at least as much money as my current job paid me.
Right.
Hopefully more.
The second part of this question is, how much would it take to put on 100 pounds for a year?
Holy shit, 100? It would almost take more, because for me to put on 100 pounds would be like a job.
Like, okay, what if we assume that you just snap your fingers and you're 100 pounds fatter?
Ooh. But I have to work it off the traditional way.
Yeah, at the end, you don't get to snap your fingers at the end. You have to do the work.
Fuck. Oh, that's so much. And the flappy skin after.
100 pounds is a lot.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd ever even do it for...
No amount of money?
Well, I guess enough money to cover all the surgeries to get me back to normal.
You wouldn't need surgeries necessarily, right?
I think you just usually for the skin, yeah.
Mm, yeah. That's not fun.
I wouldn't turn my nose to put some lipo if I was 100 pounds over. Would you ever get lipo?
I think so. I don't know. I'd like to think that I wouldn't get fat enough.
No. It's probably pretty tough for you or I with our body types to get fat enough to, like, medically need it.
Yeah.
But there's lots of people who are our size who still get it, just in their quote-unquote problem areas.
Right.
Which is terrible use of liposuction and medical technology.
Would you get your stomach stapled?
I guess. If I needed to, if I was, yeah. I definitely do that over liposuction as a first try.
Yeah, I feel it's like...
such a weird hack, though.
Is it? You just feel full earlier.
It is, but it's like, yeah, it's literally a body hack where you're just making your stomach smaller.
When I'm counting calories, I feel fuller quicker. Like, it doesn't take long for my stomach to, like, shrink naturally.
Yeah, for sure. That's normal. And also, I've heard that if you just, the more attention you're paying, the fuller you feel faster. Also, if you eat slower, you feel fuller faster.
Feel fuller faster.
This episode is brought to you by Expanding Food.
Feel fuller faster.